This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Just because you lend somebody $10.5 billion and bail them out of an existential crisis, that doesn't mean they're going to do what you want. Federal regulators have asked Chrysler to recall almost 3 million vehicles, older Jeep Grand Cherokees and Jeep Liberties, to be precise. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the fuel tanks in those cars are faulty and dangerous. But Chrysler, as Marketplace's Sarah Gardner tells us, says no, they're not.
These sorts of disputes normally get worked out behind closed doors. Not this time. Chrysler insists these older Jeeps aren't any more susceptible to fuel tank fires than any other vehicle on the road. And it contends the Jeeps met the safety standards of the time. Still, Larry Veliquet at Automotive News says Chrysler's decision is a high-stakes gamble.
I don't think there's a PR professional that would counsel them to take this path if they didn't believe that they were absolutely right and that they were going to ultimately come out of this better than they went in.
The recall could cost Chrysler roughly $300 million, but it's harder to pin down the cost of defying federal regulators. The negative publicity has already started. Clarence Ditlow at the Center for Auto Safety says he was stunned at Chrysler's stance.
Because we've never seen a fire defect where children in child seats in the back of these Jeeps are literally trapped and burned to death.
Chrysler disputes the number of deaths linked to these Jeeps as well. Industry consultant Alan Baum says the automaker may want to consider Audi's experience in the 80s. Audi initially resisted a recall for unintentional acceleration.
When all was said and done, there wasn't sudden acceleration, but the damage to the brand was dramatic. So, you know, you can win the battle and lose the war.
Chrysler has until June 18th to change its mind. If not, regulators can sue the automaker in court. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.